To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege to come to you by the means of radio, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We'd like to give you a direction to our church. Come out and pay us a visit. You take Interstate Route 68 from Interstate 32 there at Mount Orb Fayetteville exit. Take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn left and the church is on the right hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68 approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn right and the church is on the right hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors that makes this broadcast possible. For without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. So we want to recognize them today. And that's Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. We appreciate them and all that they do here at the Old Fashioned Holiness Church broadcast. And we want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful contributors, faithful listeners, right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. Also, we want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes, right there in West Union. Appreciate all of our contributors and all they do to make this radio broadcast possible. We also want to give out our website. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, we advise you to go to the website at www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to there and you can click on the homepage We have a sermon link you can click to and listen at the radio broadcast 7 days a week. We try to update that monthly. Also, we have a guest page that you can click on and listen at guest speakers that come and preach throughout the year. And I tell you, we got a great resources there that you can go to and find out more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We want to give out a couple announcements before we get into the Word of God this morning. And there is going to be a gospel sing. That's right. A gospel sing in Bethel, Ohio. That's the Kevin Spencer family. The Kevin Spencer family. I'll tell you, most of you out there that's listening at the Holiness and Southern Gospel singing, you know who Kevin Spencer is. And they're going to be singing at the Bethel Community Building. They're on 135 North Union Street in Bethel, Ohio. And that's going to be on Saturday, May the 5th. And the time is 7 p.m. And Pastor Brock invites each and every one of you. Again, Bethel Community Building in Bethel, Ohio, 135 North Union Street, Bethel, Ohio, Saturday, May the 5th, 7 p.m. And it's free admission. And they're going to be taking up a free will offering, no doubt, to take care of the Kevin Spencer family. If you like Southern Gospel music, go out there and pay them a visit right there on Saturday, amen, May the 5th. At 7 p.m. in Bethel, Ohio. Also, we have another announcement we want to give out. We have a homecoming. Not our homecoming, but there's a homecoming in our fellowship. And that is Pastor Brian Smith at the True Faith Holiness Church. Right there at 241 South Morrow Road there in South Lebanon, Ohio. South Lebanon, Ohio. That's Pastor Brian Smith. And he is starting his revival. Starts the 13th all the way through the 20th. And then on the 20th is their homecoming. So you don't want to forget that. And Brother Tom Roach, amen, a member there at the True Faith Holiness Church, a great preacher, great minister, will be ministering in that homecoming. So I want to be giving that out for Brother Brian Smith, our brother-in-law and pastor there at the True Faith Holiness Church. So remember those dates and times and go out and patronize these folks. Amen. And I thought about the Lord has been good to us here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. And we are thankful of what the blessings God has bestowed upon us. And we'd like for you to come out and pay us a visit on those Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays that you're not out and about. Come out and pay us a visit. Amen. And also, we'd like for you to take the time before we get into the Word of God this morning. From time to time, I give our address out, our mailing address, so that we could give you an opportunity. If you like what you're hearing and you've been blessed by this radio broadcast, we would like to hear from you. Would you please sit down and drop us a line and send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. And we'll get that. Amen. If you got a prayer request, put it in there. We'll pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God this morning. It takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If God be my helper this morning, we'd like to preach to you. Out of the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. Amen. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 19. Amen. And verse 33. Chapter 19, verse 33 of 2 Samuel. And the Bible reads like this. And the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live, that I should go up with the king into Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. That is 80 years old. The Bible says a score is 20. So we find here he's 80 years old. 80 years old. And he said, can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men or singing women? Wherefore, then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go in a little way over Jordan with the king. Why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back, that I may die in my own city and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. Amen. In Acts chapter 17, Acts chapter 17, the Bible reads like this. Acts 17 and 24, God that made the world and all things, therein seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men, for lo, to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their inhabitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him, and find Him, though He be not far every one of us. For in Him we live, and move, and have our being. Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach this morning, amen, simply on how long have I to live. Amen. How long have I to live? The Bible said here in 2 Samuel, as we read earlier, amen, Barzillai said unto the king, in verse 34, how long have I to live that I should go up to the king unto Jerusalem? Amen. Am I this day 80 years old? Can I discern between good and evil? Amen. Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more singing and any more voices of women or men singing? Wherefore should the servant be yet burdened unto my Lord? I got to reading this, and it really touched my heart the other day, and I thought that it would be good to bring to the radio waves this morning and preach to you out there today. Amen. On this thought, how long have I to live? And I thought a lot of us has asked that question. It's a mystery that's been shed abroad from generation to generation. Amen. No doubt we've asked the question, amen, to ourselves or even unto the Lord in prayer. Lord, let me know my end. Let me know my time. Lord, what is my appointed time? But I want you to know out there, my friend, it doesn't matter how much you pray. Amen. Praise be to God till you're old and gray-headed. Amen. God holds back the reins of life. Amen. Only God, amen, gives, amen, the death angel the opportunity to take our soul. God gives life and God takes life. But my friend, the Bible said every hair on our head is numbered. God knows that appointed time. Amen. But He reserves that. He keeps that back that we may not know. Amen. There's a reason today why God does not reveal, amen, unto us our day. What day are you talking about today, preacher? That day that we give up the ghost. That day we take our last breath. Amen. Only God knows that today. But this prophet Barzillai said to the king, how long shall I live? I'm already 80 years old. I'm already 80 years old. How much longer will I live? Amen. It's the question asked today. Amen. I've thought about in my 25 years of preaching, amen, across this Miami Valley. I've thought about, I've been to a number of funerals, amen, I've preached some, I have attended some, amen. Let me tell you something today, death has no, amen, respect a person. Amen. You can go into your local graveyards. Amen. You'll find ages from a babe. Amen. Middle age, teenage, all the way up to grandpa and grandma's age. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be old to die. Amen. I find young men today that has allowed the wages of sin to dictate their life, and they die at an early age. For the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I want to preach this morning, if God would help me, how long have I to live? Amen. You're listening to a preacher today, amen, that's 45 years old. Amen. According to the nature of man, amen, I'm middle age. Amen. For the Bible gives us the space of a man's years. Said a man is promised, amen, 70 years. If you live live above 70 years, my friend, amen, you're under the mercies of God. But see, there is a verse in the Word of God. There is a promise, a commandment with promise. Amen. The first commandment with promise, the Bible says, to honor thy father and thy mother, and thy days shall be prolonged upon the earth. I feel like today the reason why we have men and women and that's living above 70, amen, in their 80s and even 90s, amen, because God has granted them more life, amen. But I want you to know today out there, amen, we have no promise of tomorrow. The Bible said, boast thyself not of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what one day may bring forth. I want you to know today, you can be here today and gone tomorrow. How long shall I live? Amen. Praise be to God. I thought about even Satan himself. Amen. He has tried to deceive the people. Amen. From the very beginning of time, we find in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4. Amen. When Satan, the serpent, said unto Eve in the garden, amen, he said unto her, if she eat the fruit, she shall never die. She shall surely never die. Amen. I want you to know, praise be to God, that's a lie. It's a lie from the very beginning. Amen. The devil is the father of lies. Amen. He lied to Eve that day when he said she shall never die. For the moment she ate of that fruit, amen, death was pronounced upon man and upon woman. I want you to know here today, my friend, you're going to die. The Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this, the judgment. Amen. You're going to die. You're going to put off this flesh. You're going to put off mortality, and you'll put on immortality. Apostle Paul taught us, amen, what it was to change from the celestial body to the terrestrial body. Amen. We're going to put on a body to live forever. Amen. I want you to know something today. This old man's going to have to go back to the dust of the earth. It's got to go back down to the dust and the ground. But the soul's going to live forever. Whether it be in the splendors of glory or whether it be in the damnation of hell. How long shall I live? And that's what Barzillai said today. He said, how long shall I live, Lord? Amen. How long? Listen, that's the mystery we would all like to know. Amen. Praise be to God. But my friend, amen, God knows. He knows your hour. He knows your day. But he said in his word, listen at the word of God today. Amen. He said, I set before you this day a life and death, a good and evil. He said to choose this day whom thou wilt serve. Amen. Then he gives us the answer. In the very next verse, he says to choose life, and ye shall live. Well, glory to God. Listen at the Bible today. He gives us that instruction. If we'll choose life, we can live today. Oh, glory to God. I'm preaching to you today. How long shall I live? Amen, brother. I want you to know out there today. Amen. The devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Oh, glory to God today. Amen. Did you know the Bible talks about our lives? It gives us comparisons, and I'm going to read them to you today. It gives us comparisons of what our life is likened unto. Amen. The Bible said in the book of James chapter 4, he said, go now, ye that say today and tomorrow we will go in such and such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. But James said, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It's as even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanishes away. For you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, thou do this or that. Brother, listen what James said. He compares our life as a vapor. You're here for a little while, and then you vanishes away.
Amen. I got to reading a commentary the other day on this particular subject, and I thought it blessed my soul. Amen. How can we compare life, brother? Brother, we measure by time. We get up by time. We work by time. We go to bed by time. We eat by time. But brother, we cannot comprehend eternity. Amen. One writer said, life in its longest, and its longest year, said it's just but a moment compared to eternity. Well, if you live to be 100 years old, it's just but a moment compared to eternity. Amen. One man said, if you could take the grain of the sand of the sea, amen, take it to the highest mountain and drop it off and go back and pick another grain, amen, and you gathered up all the grains of the ocean, amen, and compiled them in one place, said that would just be a moment compared to eternity. We cannot fathom eternity. A Webster defines eternity as forever. And when you look up the word forever, it means eternity. Even Webster can't define eternity. We cannot fathom in our mind what it means forever. But brother, I want you to know today that there is an eternity. Is an eternity in the splendors of glory. Amen. Sitting on the right hand of God, singing the songs of the redeemed, crying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And then there's eternity in the damnation of hell, where the Bible said there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the Bible said where the torment descendeth up forever and forever. Brother, you can't comprehend that. Amen. Somebody said, brother Bobby, how can a body burn forever and forever? I already told you earlier, you're going to be changed. You're going to put off corruption. You're going to put off immortality and put on, or put off mortality and put on immortality. God's going to give you a body to suffer with. Just like He's going to give you a body. Amen. If you got your sins under the blood and your blood but born again child of God, you'll have a body to live forever. Amen. I know it's hard to understand out there today, but brother, it's true and it's genuine. I'm preaching today, how long shall I live? If we could go today and find out our destiny. Amen. Yes, sir. The people's wanting to know in this hour. Amen. We've got palm readers. We got fortune tellers. We got crystal ball seekers. Amen. They'll go from here to there. Tell me. Amen. What is in store for my future? Tell me. Flip the card. Read my hand. Tell me. Amen. Where am I going? Amen. How many children am I going to have? Amen. Who am I going to marry? Amen. But oh, listen, brother. There ain't enough demons in hell. Amen. Can't tell you that story. There ain't a devil strong enough. Amen. To break the regions of God's knowledge. Amen. To tell you where you're going and what you're going to be. Only God holds the reins of the future. Oh, brother, let me preach to you today. How long shall I live? Amen. Praise be to God. We ought to live as if it's our last day. When you get up in the morning, or till you go to bed at night and say goodnight to the Lord, you ought to live in a way as if it's your last breath. Amen. That you'll never wake up again. Is my sins covered by the blood? Do I have things fixed with God? Is there anyone I have to say sorry to? Are you hearing me today? I'm preaching to you out there in radio land. How long shall I live? We've don't know today. I don't know my appointed time. Amen. Yes, sir. That's an appointment I'm going to meet. Amen. The Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die. That's an appointment you'll meet. And I'll meet. Whether it be by the coming of the Lord or whether it be by the grave. You're going to die. Amen. But oh, how precious it is. Amen. When death comes and takes my soul. Amen. And God permits for me to go home. How precious it is this morning. Amen. To have my heart fixed with God. And when death comes and takes me, I can say goodbye world and hello heaven. Amen. I can lay my head on my pillar at night. Amen. They sing that song around here from time to time. How does it feel to know that you're a child of the King? Amen. How does it feel to know when you lay your head on your pillar at night? How does it feel to know, amen, that you're a child of the King? I'm here to tell you, you can have peace. Amen. You can have hope of a better tomorrow. I'm a preaching to you out there in radio land. How long shall I live? Listen what David said. Can I put this in perspective? David said, O Lord, make me know my end. Psalms 39 and 4. He said, Lord, make me know my end and measure my days. What is it that I may know how frail I am? Behold, thou hast made my days as a hand's breadth in my age. I am nothing before thee. I am nothing in thy sight. Listen to David. David even wanted to know, Lord, what's my end? What is my appointed time? Amen. My breath. My life is as a hand's breadth. As the time it takes for your breath to cross over your hand. Amen. David said, that's my life. Because it's in your hands, God. Are you hearing this old time preacher? You're not doing anything in yourself. God's given you the grace and the mercy. He's helping you get to, amen, to do the things that you're doing today. He gives you the health and the strength, amen, to prosper. But brother, if you'll surrender this morning and realize today could be my last day, amen. I know we got people today that's worried about, amen, how much I can get, how much I can buy, how much I can lay up for tomorrow. I already read you. He said, boast thyself not of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what one day may bring forth. Oh, listen at me in the last few minutes of this broadcast. Listen at me. How long shall I live? Amen. David wanted to know what his day was. James said, our life is as a vapor. Amen. Job said, while my breath is in me and the Spirit of God in my nostrils, my lips will speak no wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. He knew how precious time was. Job was faring good one day, and he sat in sackcloth and ashes the next. Children, you can be faring good today, but the devil's after your soul, and that's why this old time preacher is taking the time this morning to tell you, how long shall I live? How long shall I live? Oh, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12, Solomon said, what is the duty of man? What is the duty of man? That man ought to fear God. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Man ought to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's what Solomon said. Solomon, the wisest man we read in the Scriptures, he said the beginning of wisdom is to fear God. Oh, I felt like preaching to somebody this morning. How long shall I live? Hey, amen. We don't know our appointed time. But you know what we can do today? We can have things fixed with God. And when that time comes, we can have a graduation from this life to the next. Paul said to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.